Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals issued a stay of execution for Rodney Reed. The jury convicted him of killing a woman 23 years ago. His lawyers argued that forensic tests and witness statements proved he didn't do it. Celebrities and groups of lawmakers have asked the governor to stop the execution and consider new evidence. Kim Kardashian came to Texas. Rihanna, Meek Mill also talking about it. Reed's scheduled to be executed in 5 days. Then again, this afternoon, Texas Court of Criminal Appeals issued the stay of execution. Joining us now to talk about this process, Professor Gerald Treece from the South Texas College of Law, Houston. Dr. Treece, what happened here?
It's really a big deal because this application was just filed a couple of days ago. It's this second called habeas corpus writ here in Texas, and it had four grounds, and the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, hardly a liberal group, made the decision to stay the execution indefinitely for three reasons. First, the court said the idea of a Brady violation, what that means is that the government had evidence they never disclosed to the defendant that was either helpful or exculpatory, which meant he was not guilty. Secondly, that the state presented false testimony, which testimony presented a violation of the Due Process Clause. And then finally, and the one that kind of got to me, was the one of what's called the actual innocence defense. He's not saying this is some technicality. He's saying, I didn't do it. The government knows I didn't do it, and yet they're sitting on this evidence, or they fostered false testimony that's put me on death row.
So not only
good news for him, the good news, it stayed. The bad news, it goes back to the district court, and now his lawyers are going to have to put some meat on those bones.
With all of this that's come out, does this mean he could eventually get an entire new trial?
Yeah, it does, or be exonerated. What happens with these habeas courts, the judge will go through a proceeding that will work its way back up to the Court of Criminal Appeals. And like I'm saying, this is very good news because when you earlier said execution was set next week, I can very easily say nobody has any idea even if he'll be executed, but certainly an execution date is not going to be around at least for a couple of years while this thing works its way through our Texas criminal justice system.
It was all eyes pretty much on the governor. Everybody was saying, watch Governor Abbott here, and then the Court of Criminal Appeals swoops in. How much of a surprise was this?
I was surprised because I've been monitoring the vote by the Board of Pardons and Paroles and the idea that they gave the governor the ability to grant a stay for 120 days but not give a commutation. We were all hustling on that down here in Houston, on that information. And then, wow, out of nowhere, while I suspected something from the U.S. Supreme Court before next week, I didn't suspect that a court that had been totally unsympathetic to his previous claims suddenly would grant them based on key concept, newly discovered evidence in these last 20 years that shows these violations, as he said, which means the government sat on evidence, they presented evidence they knew was false, that led to his being convicted because he's actually, in quote, innocent.